This is RSB&B Update, episode 290, recorded Friday, January 7th, 2011. Important typography lessons. Hello, everybody. Welcome to That's Chief Snake in the Background muttering something about
something about how this is like our fifth countdown.
Well, yeah, you were gonna do an attempt and you didn't, so I had to do it. And you know, like, typically when one that starts a countdown, one starts the show after it, and you did it.
Let's do the sixth one.
No, let's not do the sixth one. We're going to be doing it in any case.
I believe you want to be honest.
I want you to do it next week. But
next week? All right.
You start the show then. So this is the first episode we've recorded since, what, the 23rd of December? So we've been off for...
Yeah,
we've been off for 2 weeks now, which was long enough in my view. I was getting kind of anxious to get back at this. I don't know why.
Shane was doing his little hyperventilation thing.
No, I wasn't. When was I doing that?
I don't know. One of the clips. I enjoyed the clip show.
Yeah, that was a fun show to record, and from the listener's perspective, that'll be the last one they heard last week, so it's probably more fresh in their minds than it is in our minds. So, we liked the clip show. We both had good fun recording it, so. We also both made a commitment that we're going to do better this year and take notes of potential clips throughout the year, so... Maybe what we should do is we should run that form all year long, you know, and just let people input stuff.
We probably should, yeah.
That's a good idea. I'll implement that. Yeah, you know, I find that's the best way to do that kind of brainstorming, you know, is to just have things flow in conversation, but things are definitely flowing now because we haven't even introduced the update of the week yet, which we probably should.
What's this week's update, Shane?
It's a quest, the first quest of 2011.
Yay.
And, it was classed as a master quest, and it didn't really feel like a master quest.
Like, no, if you look at. A random quest to kick off the year with, but.
Yeah, that's true. And it doesn't even make sense with the last master quest, which was the monkey quest. Or other master quests from way back when. So, I don't quite get that. But in any case, the quest is called King of the Dwarves. So, basically, no band of petty counselors can preserve this city through its darkest days. Only a king. So, basically, the storyline goes something along the lines that... there's a mining disaster in Keldegrim, and the mining consortium is viewed as corrupt and not handling the situation properly, so they feel that a better organization is needed to make sure that these kind of things won't be happening again. And as you can probably guess from the title, that involves a king. So the majority of the quest is figuring out who the king is going to be, and... later on, trying to protect the city and whatnot. So, did you do it?
No.
Yeah, you chuckle when I ask that. But in reality, it's probably one of the easier master quests.
Yeah,
trying to think of what
I should do. Well, it kind of depends on what the prerequisites are, though. I mean, I was going to look at it, but you know, I just ran out of time.
68 mining. 70 smithing.
I've got the stats, yeah, but the
77 strength.
Actually, I think I have done Forgiveness of a Chaos Dwarf. Yeah.
Yeah. My Arms, Big Adventure, which of course you've done, because that's the farming one on top of Trollheim.
Or, no, wait. Forgiveness of a Chaos Dwarf was... No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
But I probably should have done it. Actually, maybe I'll do that. I'm going to do that tonight.
That was the Dragon Pickaxe quest.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, maybe you could go kill those things instead and get a dragon pickaxe instead of an elite clue.
Mm.
And finally, you must be able to defeat a level 160 enemy.
Which is not really that high.
No, it's not. It was fairly simple. I didn't use any food.
And, none at all.
Yeah, none at all.
Well, from what I've heard on the RuneWire Buzz, on the down low, it seems like, yeah, it did sound quite easy, and most people weren't that impressed with it, so they had this, yeah, they had the same thought. That easy. Are you being mushroom?
No. We had a clip about that.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Mushroom is my favorite troll.
I don't know. For
One
some
could
reason.
Have a favorite troll. Oxymoron. Shush, Shane. Continue. They can't rely on me to provide things.
I was going to say that the trolls actually do show up in the quest because you do need to get them to come and help defeat the massive army. So at the end of the quest.
Oh my god.
So the trolls actually do play a role. So that was actually conveniently placed by you.
Oh,
I don't know if you intended that or.
But. I did. I fully did.
Okay.
I read up on this quest beforehand, obviously. So I do my job.
Of course you do. No one ever said you didn't. The only people who say that are the ones who want your job. And that's what they say about me too. I find if somebody wants my job, they'll try to say that. But anyways, where were we?
Trolls.
Yes, so basically, huge mining disaster. They want a king instead of the council. So you need to find out who the king is, but you can't have the person who
huge mining disaster.
Yeah,
I think that's Jackie's playing on current affairs.
Really?
Yeah, huge mining disasters.
The Chile one was a success.
Oh, that was a success. Yes, but the one in New Zealand was not.
Right. Yeah,
sad, Shane.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
it pretty much vanished the day after they said they were dead.
Well, yeah, it would have on your news, yes.
Did it there?
Not entirely. No, I think they're still talking about it a little bit. But
okay, so
anyway, not important.
Yeah. So in this thing, I think what was it? You have to rescue the dwarves that are there caved in, and it turns out that of the six of them, two of them have died.
Oh, okay. And?
Well, after you do that, it's just a matter of seeing what the demands are, and it's kind of like a political uprising kind of thing, you know, but not entirely as violent as one would expect one of those to be, so.
Hmm, right.
So, and basically, as I was saying, that after you rescue them, you just go and you deal with the mining consortium, and then you have to figure out who the new king would be, but then you realize that that's not possible because, well, that person is completely awful. So you need to find a way to make the right king.
Hmm. It does sound quite contemporary, apart from the whole king thing.
What do you mean, contemporary?
I don't know. It just sounds like a modern tale
of
these miners being stuck and being found half dead, half like, well, not half, but and then the whole political background. Yeah.
Yeah. Originally, they thought it was a chaos dwarf that caused it, but then it came out to be safety standards that were the issue. So, anyways, basically after you, I was going to say something else first about the quest. You basically get thrown into this quest as if you were just walking by and it happened. It's not one of the typical quests where you just have to go and talk to someone to start it. So that makes it lot more interesting from a
that
quest perspective.
They haven't really done that before, have they?
Yeah, like you still have to go into the place to see what's happening, but like it's not automatic. But you don't actually talk to someone; you just go in there and it happens, right? So, in that way, it's a lot nicer. So,
yeah,
I quite like the way that quest started, and it actually made it interesting to see what was going to happen rather than just having to go talk to someone because you know what kind of person goes to talk to them, right? So,
yeah, they should definitely start more quests that way.
We were going to talk about the battle at the end of the quest with this. Basically, it is a very simple battle. The guy is only level 160, so, you know, that sounds high, but it's really not in the scheme of this quest. Because you have Commander Veldeben helping you there, and he does most of the damage, actually, on the guy. And, you know, it really... I guess I am 130 combat, I guess. I don't even know my own combat level. But it was fairly simple for me. I only used one piece of food. So, you know, I think even if you're around level 100, you would have no problems doing this quest. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, it is... Level 160 isn't even that much. I mean, whether or not you have anyone helping you.
Yeah, that's so, true.
Nowadays.
And it's a simple fight, too, in terms of mechanics, because there's no special prayers are involved or no combat changing involved, as we had in the Monkey Quest. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So after that...
I will look forward to doing this quest.
He retreats, and he goes to his army, and you need to get the trolls to help him. You need to get the trolls to help defeat him through some means or another, like...
So that happens after.
Yeah, after the battle, you need to go get the trolls to finish it because the army is just way, way too big for you to even handle. So that's the whole idea of bringing the trolls into it.
Okay.
Aside from that, after that, you just basically go back and Veldeben is made king.
Mm.
I know that's kind of a spoiler, but that's really all we can say about the quest is that he's made king. And quest complete. 2 quest points, 45,000 mining experience, 50,000 smithing experience, and 55,000 strength XP. And a new gravestone option.
Oh, yeah. What is the gravestone option? Is that?
It's the same as the other 500k one, the one that costs 500k. It lasts for 6 minutes. Yes.
Oh.
And it is modeled after the dwarves. Useful. So it's a dwarven gravestone.
Oh.
So really, there's not much point into it. If you already have one of the more expensive ones, just stick with that.
Yeah. Right, then. I like how they're continuing to give a large amount of XP in all of their quest rewards lately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a master quest, and that should be expected of a master quest, you know, and then, of course, Grandmaster a bit more than that, so.
Yeah, but they're doing very well. They used to only give small amounts of XP compared to this. Maybe they need to go back through some of their older quests and sort of update some of their rewards to be more consistent with the times now.
Yeah, that would be good, but then the question is, how do you do that,
you know?
So.
Not sure. But it's good to see that they're recognizing that now.
Yeah. Another thing, 2 quest points, that's generous for this day and age too, you know. Typically,
yeah,
I think what the quest point indicator means is that it's a more of an important quest in the development of the timeline, you know, as it is like basically we replaced a political leadership in this quest, so therefore 2 quest points. Whereas in Wel'Guthic Sleeps, we had all those deaths and big changes, so 5 quest points. I think the next thing I want to say about this quest is that the ability to lift the big rock.
Oh, yes. Did it make you feel manly, Shane?
Yeah, it did. It did. You need 90 strength for that.
90?
Yeah. Carry it away. Well, it's just a little thing you can take away from the quest. It's this huge, giant boulder you lift above your head.
Oh, okay. So that's like a separate thing or an additional reward if you have
if you have that level. Because the actual Big Rock you have to lift is a troll named Big Rock. That's what you need the strength level for in the quest.
That's good. I would be able to do that because I have 90 strength. I'm that.
No, you need 77 for that one.
Yeah, I know, but for the other one.
Oh, okay. You do? You have 90 strength?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I only have 92.
Just. I'm good.
Anyway, so that's a little bit of a rundown of the quest. Of course, I think I would recommend doing this quest, and it's not a boring quest by any means, and it's not one of those quests where you have to be running around bringing things back and whatnot. So I think with this, I'm going to have to give it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, I know. That is rather generous of me. So 4 out of 5 it is. Are you going to do it later, or do you think you'll do it now?
I'll do it later, yeah, but I'll forget to rate it next week. So maybe I'll probably give it a 3 or a 3.5 from what I've heard.
Okay.
I'll go with 3.
That works, then.
It sounds alright, but not fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it's not a groundbreaking quest, but it's better than some, so. Anyways, let us move on to some tweaks and fixes for this week. Party Pete is taking his infamous drop parties on tour. In celebration of RuneScape's 10th anniversary, you'll be able to get 2 new items from these drop parties, a 10th anniversary cake and candles, though you can also get these from Monster Drops around Mistalyn and Asgarnia.
That's good. You need to show me how this works, because I don't know what it is, where to go.
Have you got any candles yet?
No.
Okay.
But then I haven't bothered to kill anything, so.
Okay, you should. So, okay. Basically, what... This
don't
is kind
like
of,
killing things!
Basically, what I did for this is I went to the sawmill pub northeast of Varrock there, and I basically kept killing everybody in the pub there. So I killed all the men and women in there.
Well, I suppose you could just kill men and women, for example, anywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere in those areas.
In those areas, yeah.
And then they drop the candles, and then eventually they'll drop the
something
cake.
Like chickens.
You could try that.
Anyway.
Yeah. I got one from a guard and an imp, so.
So can you kill all of those things? And, I mean,
yeah,
is that
much.
All you have to do, really? Do you,
yeah, that's
you
all
have
you need
to go
do.
To drop
no, you don't have to go to the drop party. And then once you do that, you just put the candles on the cake, then light the cake, and you get this cake to keep, and then if you lose it, you can go back to Diango and get a new one.
Oh, that's good. I'll do that then.
And that's that emote I was showing you last night, where you unveil the cake. So, and you know, I think January 4th, 2011 was when the 10th birthday was, so that means 2001 January was when RuneScape first came out, and you know, I first started playing in June of 2004, so I've been with it for more than half of its lifespan. So that's another thing I was thinking about is that, you know, our perspective on this when we do this show is unique in that we've been with it all that time. You know, like you've been there even
not
further.
Bitch, eh?
Would you care to tell everybody when you first started playing?
I would care, actually, yes. No, I've sort of been playing since 2001 as well. Not since the very beginning, but late 2001, I suppose. I was 8 at the time.
Start them young.
Yeah, I suppose
that's
so.
That's the key, isn't it?
Get them addicted. Bastards.
Yeah, so... next thing, if you're poisoned, clicking on the life point status globe next to the mini-map will cause you to cast the Cure Me spell, provided you're on the Lunar Spellbook and have the necessary runes.
That's quite cool.
Yeah, that's good, you know? Because, I don't know, I always found it annoying that you'd have to have an anti-poison around to click that, and you get the little message that you don't have an anti-poison potion, so.
Yeah. Handy.
Yeah. Also, the pre-purchase info displayed for items at shops and at the Grand Exchange will now list damage absorption statistics. In regards to the last content update of 2010. I like that update, thinking about it, you know?
It hasn't impacted me in the slightest, but... Yep.
Yeah, you need to do some combat then. Anyways. The Christmas 2010 event has been removed from the game.
Oh, wow. That seemed quick. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, for everybody out there, you can go back and listen to episode 288 when we discussed it, and I was the only one that had finished it. But what did you think of it now that you've finished it?
More or less the same thoughts that I had before. Okay. It seemed very quick as well. I'm sure events in the past have been longer.
Yeah, they have, and more complex, I think, than this one, you know? So, anyways. Once again, 10 years of RuneScape thing again, so you can... they have a news post up in which they talk about the Wilderness Guardians and the global chat shindig? What's a shindig? Yeah, what's a shindig?
A hoedown.
Oh, okay. You guys have those there?
Not literally, but yes. Oh, okay. It's just like a gathering, really.
Okay. And they have a gaggle of J-Mods lined up who'd love to pop into your party and provide a balloon drop. So please do throw your own bash.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is interesting. It's very interesting. It appears that the new Twitter for Mac client has added in a right-click option into Chrome and other things that if you right-click and choose Tweet, it will bring up a thing that pops up a tweet window and you can just select text and choose Tweet.
Oh my god. Shane, not the time. Not appropriate.
What? I just noticed it when I was... Later. I was just clicking around.
Okay.
Anyways, check that out. 10 years of RuneScape.
Yep.
Gods Exposed Players Gallery. This is part of the results from the movie poster competition from last month. So you guys can have a look at this. And some of them are fairly decent. I.e. the first one, the second one. Third one is also interesting.
Oh, does this mean that I have to look at them again? Oh, the first one does look good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all pretty good when you come to think of it, so.
Except for the
Photoshop. I don't know. Which one do you like best?
Bear with me.
I'm going to choose 18 underscore 4.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one I was just thinking of. It's... the best designed one, although it's not, I'm not really sure about, as far as the imagery goes. Excuse me a second.
Yeah, you think number two is the best designed one?
Right. Number two, which one is number two? I don't think number two.
Oh, okay.
Number four is the best designed one, which is the one that you just did. Okay. But I think as far as the artistic side of it goes, the last one is kind of funny. Nah, the first one, probably the first one.
Okay.
That's me. Done.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know, just the way that it's done with everything. That would actually make a nice poster if you print it out, so... And as Mod Paul M said, I would totally go see this movie at the cinema.
Well, yeah, it does look like an actual kind of movie, so.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if. I wonder if this guy who made this thing actually made it.
Should use a different font, like though.
Yeah. That's true. It
looks like word art. Colors. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, what was I going to say? I was going to say, I wonder if this guy actually designed it so you could print it at, like, a full movie poster size, you know, like, 1 meter wide by, like, 2 meters tall. Or double that and, like, hang it from the ceiling.
Isn't very big. That's a shame.
Yeah, that's too bad. See, you should have done one of those and made it so you could actually have it printed at that size and then send in both the digital version and then send in the printed, like, 1 meter by 3 meter version hanging up outside or something.
I should have done that, yes. Look, if you go to the large version of it, of that first one, look at the quality of the text compared to the rest of the poster. That's rubbish. It looks like it's been pasted in.
Well, yeah, that's word art.
From somewhere else.
It looks like it's word art.
It's not actual word art, but it just looks like word art.
You know, there are websites that can generate 3D text like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
That could probably be it.
Because then there's that really plain writing below it, youtube.com/runescape.
It doesn't even look... I don't know. Does it have anti-aliasing on it? I can't tell.
It's so bad quality that it doesn't matter even if it does.
Oh, you know, I think that's the downfall of most things we see sometimes in terms of design, is that the typography is the worst part of it.
Well.
I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about typography in RuneScape. Whoever thought typography would be...
Typography is very important.
Yeah, it is. Even to RuneScape, you think?
Yep.
How do you think they did on their RuneScape, their new logo? The RuneScape one with the sword in the middle.
I don't know. Which one is that?
The one on top of the RuneScape page.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. There with my internet. Still getting there. Here we go. Oh, yeah, that one. I don't know. I never really liked that typography. Logo's
yeah,
nice,
they've had that since HD came out. But... It anyways, we're putting too much emphasis on typography here, so...
Typography is important!
I know it is, but it's not important to most people.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well, that's the end of the players gallery.
Yes, so congratulations, that one was well-deserved. I think we could say that, right?
Was that the actual winner?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. Right, then it was. Apart from the typography.
Yes. So let's talk about January behind the scenes briefly, shall we?
I suppose we should. Tell me what's happened.
God Wars expansion and level 80 combat gear. So there's going to be Zaros God Wars boss coming.
Is that the only one? Just Zaros?
Yeah, that's the only one. And you know, this was expected because people saw it on the little Eye of Oculus thing when that came out.
Oh, okay.
So,
which is interesting, if it's been in planning for that long.
Yeah, you know, why add the area to the map before it's ready to come out? That's kind of weird, but
that too.
During the ensuing chaos, Nex somehow managed to escape, and it took the combined might of all four of the other God Wars armies to trap it once more. With the dungeons reopening in recent years, the strongest of RuneScape warriors head in to test themselves in combat with the hope of gaining prestige and rewards in the form of the blade and hilt of the legendary Godsword. All this disturbance stirs Nex in its prison below. It seeks to escape once more and wreak havoc on its captors, and this time it's your responsibility to contain it.
Ooh. So this is the strongest one.
Most powerful and most intelligent.
That's
arsenal of over 15 unique combat moves.
Wow.
Each designed to test even the most powerful players. You're going to need help from your clan or some friends to take it down. So, brand new 80 life point boosting armor for rangers, mages, and warriors with best defensive statistics available to date, significantly changing the way high-level players will think about combat in the future. So, you know, they say life point boosting armors. That meaning that, I guess, your life points get boosted when you wear them. Does that make... I don't know. How does that make you feel?
That's weird, but I suppose it will be a new thing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that will work, because if it boosts your life points, then what happens when you take it off? I mean, what if you've got lower life points when you take it
off? Yeah, and then do you die, or...?
Will it just... Oh, well, no, I suppose it probably
or
just...
Or will it just go back to the lowest common denominator? Like, if you're above whatever, like, if you're above your life points, will it just put you back to whatever you are at, or... I don't know. Another thing coming is a new ammo-free bow, as fast and accurate as the Chaotic Crossbow and as powerful as Dragonstone-tipped rune bolts. That seems a little, that seems to give ranges a bit too much of an advantage, don't you think?
No, I think they probably need it.
You think so?
I don't really know. Well, it remains to be seen.
I don't know if they do.
But they're not really overpowered at the moment, so...
Well, they're kind of even if you take into account the enchanted crossbow bolts, but...
No, I mean, even then, they're not that...
But they can't hold someone in position like the magic people can, so... I don't know.
So
for some reason, that still makes magic seem the most powered, but...
Yeah, so isn't this helping them?
Yeah, it is, but I don't know if they need help, because the bows are... Or the bolts are pretty powerful as they are right now, so...
But wait. Okay, you're being contradicting. Never mind.
Brand new cosmetic robes for anybody who, with a need to show their loyalty to the Big Zed.
Oh, good.
With a fully voice-supported battle and some of the richest graphics in games, it's shaping up to be one of the best and most exciting areas of RuneScape, so there's going to be voices.
I'm excited because it will be only a single boss, and so everyone will be trying to pile it at the same time, and it will be funny.
Yeah, you know, that'll be hard to kind of orchestrate, I guess, but...
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
I personally have no desire to go and try and kill this thing, seeing as every God Wars boss I go to for the first time, I end up dying, so...
Especially since this is going to be fairly difficult, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, you know, you...
Maybe we'll leave it for a while.
Yeah, we'll get somebody else to come in and risk their life and talk about it, so...
Well, anyways. We can still do it, but just not
I'm not going to go do it when it first comes out.
Oh, sad. I'd do it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, you're up then. The next thing, the Haiti Wolf... I wonder if I'm supposed to say that, like, Haiti as the country.
How is it spelled?
H-A-T-I.
Oh, interesting. Well, no, that's not like the country, because the country has an extra Y in it.
During the harsh winter months, the guttural howl of an ancient beast can be heard echoing across the Fremenic province. The locals know the sound all too well, and for it means one thing: another victim has fallen prey to the legendary wolf, Hattie. I don't know.
Good.
But basically, this is going to be an instanced combat area that you can go with your friends, and the reward will be a bonus XP weekend's worth of combat XP.
That's kind of cool.
And it's seasonal, so eventually it's going to be removed. It's going to be removed from the game after January. But the reward items will remain. So, I don't know. It should be interesting to see how they work that out. And
that, like, will be very interesting, I suppose.
You get, like they say, a bonus XP weekend's worth of combat XP, but, I don't know, that's just slightly concerning, that much XP, you know? But. Anyways, that is that. That's it for the main updates this week. We're just going to give a bit of an update now on the Wilderness Referendum. So, first things first, the day we were recording the special show that came out on Christmas Eve, they've put up the first vote. And that vote got 1.2 million votes in less than 24 hours. And that was when we were recording that episode. So we haven't had a chance to talk about what's happened next. So... this is what they're calling Phase 2, the referendum. They have shed some light on some extra things, such as free trade and what will be what parts of each will be coming back. So, have you decided how you are voting?
Still not really exactly. I think I'd probably vote no just to even it out, but even then obviously it's going to have no effect just because of how many votes are in the opposite.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
it's fairly overwhelming. So, I mean, at the moment it's about 90% yes.
Out of 1 million votes.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Are there many that don't care?
I don't know. I don't have the percentages up right now. So, well, I can't tell what that is, but
anyway,
I think it was...
That was just off the top of my head.
Yeah, so... I, for some reason, voted yes on Shane12088. Seeing as you actually have to authenticate yourself now to vote on this one. So I was quite happy about that. You do have to show that you're a real person and not just somebody getting your friends to come and vote multiple times and whatnot. But, yeah, so I voted yes on this. Partly because of the free trade. And the one line that says... let's see, the Grand Exchange would remain, but with the lower and upper price limits removed. And as I said before, we've discussed this multiple times before on this show, that in order to fix the problems of the GE, one thing that we would that would fix it would be to remove the price limits, and I think that will be a fix. So, anyways... Mm.
I'm really not so sure. I still think that this is going to be a bit of a double-edged sword in that free trade will be wonderful in that you can just trade anything with anyone and at any price, but I don't think people realize how much it is going to affect them when they actually want to buy something on the Grand Exchange. There won't be those limits that they can use as a guide.
Yes.
And I think, I mean... I would prefer to have those limits just to, so that I know what things are and just so that I know that the price of something is going to be stable whenever I need to buy something. I want to have that kind of assurance.
Okay.
But that's just me. I mean, other people... Yeah,
yeah,
it,
you know...
It could work very well. I'm not really sure yet. But I hope people have thought that out. When they vote.
I think if they keep a GE MarketWatch thing going again, there will be no problems. Because I think as long as they provide a guide of what the average market price is, it will be fine.
That should be good. But even then, you can't just kind of go into the Grand Exchange and if you want to buy something, say, if I want to buy some seeds really quickly, if I need some watermelon seeds, I just type in watermelon seeds and go max price, buy, and they'll instantly come to me. I assume you would actually have to think about a reasonable price.
Well, what you could do is you could what I would do in those cases is I would just take the average price that's listed and take 10% of that and add 10%.
I guess so, but it's a lot of effort just to do that.
Really?
Especially for normal people. Well, it's not that much effort, but I mean it's
for normal people. There you go again, referring to other people as just normal.
But it's more difficult than just, you know, clicking a button and going buy.
Yeah, that's true, but that's always how it was before, and you know...
Yeah, but I mean, that's fine and all, but I don't think the rest of the population realize that. They're just... I think they're rushing into this, really. I mean,
okay.
It's like, free trade, wilderness, yes, I wanted that! But they don't realize what kind of luxury the GE is now that they've got it.
Yes, but it's a controlled market, and, you know... We saw what happened to the USSR in the 1990s with a controlled market.
We'll see.
They can't last forever.
We'll see.
So, you know, I don't know. But yeah, right now, 90% yes, 7% no, and don't mind 3%.
Could go well, but this is Jagex we're talking about.
1,040,000 at 337 votes. As of the time of recording this on early Friday, so.
Yeah. And it's kind of slowed down a bit now, but now that it's reached a million.
Well, because there was some mod Mark, whoever, said that they would need at least 1 million votes for the poll to be statistically relevant.
Yeah.
which makes sense. You know, you don't want to rush into something of this magnitude if only a certain percentage of your player base has an opinion on it in one way or another, right? And now that they actually do offer a yes, no, and don't care option, that's a good thing. What they really should have done for this is, since it's, quote, a referendum, is they should have had a little box that came up on your login, and you don't get to play the game until you choose a thing. Just have, like, you know, just have a thing when you log into the game for the first time. Just yes, no, don't care. Just press a button, and there's your vote. That would have been the best way to do it,
I
think.
That would have been more accurate.
And then give like a whole little spiel on what each option means and stuff. So, but
that would especially give them more of the votes from the opposite,
from the people who don't care.
Some players
about
who don't care, especially. Yeah. Anyway,
because how many? Like, it doesn't make sense to vote in something that you don't care about, does it?
Yeah.
So, anyways, this vote closes on January 14th. So, I guess if you want to vote in this, go right ahead. We're going to delay next week's show until after JX operating hours on the 14th to see if they do anything about this. So, there won't be any visible delay when it comes out, but we're going to just wait a while to record it to see if they do anything about it. So,
yep.
Anyways, that's it for the first batch of RuneScape updates of 2011. Now we're going to go into questions, and you guys really surprised us this week, the fact that we have 7 audio questions.
Which is
very
impressive.
That is a record. So we're just going to get started on those, and we thank you because that saves our voice. We don't need to do as much talking. So first one is from Asa.
Dear Shane and Chief, congrats on the clip show and one more year of podcasting. Cheers to the first update and the first audio question of 2010. Yay! I have 2 questions. Shane, what is your favorite race to play in StarCraft II, and why? And 2, Chief, have you ever participated in any type of choir or formal singing classes? You have a very good voice, as we saw in the clip show. Thanks for the great show, keep up the great work, and to another year of RSVNB. Asa out.
Oh, so I'll answer my part first. I guess the StarCraft II race question, and, you know, it's a toss-up between Terran and Protoss for me. I really am not proficient at all with Zerg. Well, the one time I accidentally chose Zerg, I just went 100% Zerglings, seeing as that's fairly simple. But in any case, I like Protoss because it's just a simple... It's simpler to do in that... Chief, you've played... RTS games before, right?
Hell yes.
So you know you have building units and whatnot.
I am pro.
So in Protoss, you have the probe, which is one building unit, and that unit does not become occupied when you choose to build something. So you can just build with one probe, and you don't need to worry about whether or not the probe is in use building something or not. Then it could just go back to mining or doing whatever it was doing. Now, that's the main reason I like Protoss, is it's nice and easy to work with. The reason I like Terran is that they seem so overpowered with everything ranging from the siege tanks to the marauders and marines and medivac combo. So, it's a toss-up for me between those two. I think Protoss is my superior race as to which one I'm better at, but as to which one I prefer, I'll take both of them equally.
Okay.
Your turn.
That's good. Asa, you flatter me, but no, I haven't actually taken any singing classes or been a member of any choir of any kind, really.
Really?
Apart from, in primary school we had to sing. That was compulsory. I mean, we sang every week, just as part of our assemblies, but no, nothing really later on. No, I'm no singer. Hell no.
So it just appeared then.
What just appeared?
Well, what he said. Your voice.
Oh, yes. Well, I do love my voice, but I know I've had no vocal training at all.
Okay.
I don't know why it seems like that, because it's not that good.
I don't know. What did we have? We just had the two or three clips on that, did we? Wasn't really that much.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that much, was it? We had some kind of...
Yesterday?
We had yesterday, yes we did. Phil Collins, Let It we had be. Phil Collins.
And that, there we go. That's what we had. Yeah. So, thank you, Asa, for those questions. And yes, we're going to try and do what we can for 2011 and make a good batch of shows. Isn't that right, Mr. Chief Snake?
That's right.
So.
But no, I'm starting glad that now.
Starting what? Singing?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Next one is from Blue EXE.
Hey, host of RSB&B, Blue EXE here with my first ever audio question for you guys. Yay. So my question for today is, I've recently started playing RuneScape again after a long break. I'm really enjoying it, but I'm finding it hard to make money. I've just bought membership again, which opens up more options. I don't want to pick flats or do anything boring like that. Have you got any ideas? Thanks, from Blue EXE.
Any ideas, Shane?
It's entirely dependent on combat level.
Okay, I guess so.
And Slayer level, for me. You know, we're going to... I think we have to open 2011 up and say first the obligatory farming herbs.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
We have to say that. Unfortunately,
farming herbs is probably one of the easiest.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Blue EXE doesn't... show up in the high scores, so I'm not sure what your RuneScape name is, so it can't really give you real recommendations based on your stats. So, in general, I think what I'm going to say is going to have to be combat through Slayer if you're just wanting a consistent flow of income. That's one thing. Another thing is kingdom management, the miscellanea kingdom.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you do those two kingdom
that you
can quests,
do regardless of what else you do.
Yeah, so you know, and it's
Speaking
always money coming in, which is good. Yeah, you should. See, I as an example, I went to the kingdom just after the farming skill of the month ended, and I got like 2 days worth of farming seeds that I could have used in the skill of the month. So, it figures
which is quite
that
a lot in
like
the scheme
that.
Of things. Because
yeah,
that's
it is
a good 600k XP for you.
Yeah,
almost.
So. Another thing that you could do, but you won't be able to do for much longer if this goes the way it's going, is you could play the Grand Exchange Market and item flip. Basically buy an item for below market value and then sell it back for above market value later in a larger quantity. It's a good way of making money. I did some of that in the past. What else is there? There is going to the Green Dragons and in the Chaos Tunnels. Using the one north of the Grand Exchange, they're going there, collecting the hides and bones, bringing them back to the G and selling. There's that. What is there? If you have level 80 mining, there's mining for gold in the Living Rock Caverns. That's good. I think that's what I'd have to say off the top of my head for money-making. Do you have anything else that I didn't
mention? That was
mention?
Very good of you. nothing really comes straight to mind for me because, I mean, I'm one of those people who just picks the obvious things like flax picking, but no, you're right. With the Living Rock Caverns are very good because it is so easy to just sit there and mine gold or coal or anything like that. That would be quite good money, I imagine, with gold. That'd still be quite in demand. You can always just, I mean, do some wood cutting because wood cutting is very easy to do on a member's server because there are lots of new trees.
Oaks.
That Or oaks, I guess, but yews are very high. Yews are still 500-600 each, so.
Yeah, or if you want, you could also put a little bit of more effort in and go plank making with your oak logs you've cut.
You could do that, yeah. That's very boring, but it's good money. Yeah, I did that for a while. Not actually for the intention of making money, but.
Okay.
I think I ended up selling them anyway just because it was good money.
yeah, farming is a good way to make money, because, for instance, the yew trees require 10 cactus spines to protect them, and currently cactus spines are selling for 5.2k each, and you get 3 cactus spines for every, what, I think 40 half hour or so. So that's 15k every half hour. That's just free money if you have cactus spines.
Yeah, so you can only plant one, though, can't you?
Yeah, you can plant one, but I think you can use the ant to double the yield of that. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
I think the ant can be used for that.
Ooh.
So.
Potentially double, anyway.
Yeah, overall. So there's a few ideas to get you started, and as we said, you know, if we had your levels and other quests that you plan on doing or want to do, that would help more. So, anyways, thank you for that question, Blue EXE. Always good to hear a first-timer.
Thank you. I agree, yes.
Next one would be from Peter M.
Hey, guys, my question for you this week is, as God Souls are dropping so much lately, why do you think that is? And also, do you think we should buy them for such a cheap price as they may go up in the future? Thanks, guys. Peter out.
Well, I think we've already discussed why they're dropping. Two reasons spring to my head immediately. First one being the fact that God Wars is having an expansion later this month, and yep, people are going to want the new God Sword over the older ones. So that's reason one. And reason two could be due to the fact that free trade has the possibility of coming back, and people want to have a guaranteed price on their God Swords before free trade does come back. They don't want to lose money on it. So that would be my second idea behind it.
That's true, that's true. That would be why they would be selling them, yeah. Yeah, as for... Yeah, actually, that was very well explained. As for whether you should buy one, was he saying that? I've forgotten the question already.
Yeah, whether or not you should buy one, or if we're planning to buy one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's funny, actually, because we were just thinking about that today, or I was, mentioned it to Shane. And I think it would be worth it, personally, because if you look at it from the perspective of, well, these two things, I mean, a guaranteed price for selling now based on what is to be coming, the fair trade and the new boss, the Zaros boss, I think based on what their prices are at, the Bandos Godsword, for example, is at 12.5 mil or 13 mil, somewhere around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
Which, yeah, exactly, yeah.
For that's like a very good weapon for strength training?
It is a bargain compared to what it's been in the past. It's been almost 30 mil at times, the Bandos Godsword, at its maximum points. So, I mean, 13 mil is pretty amazing. I think I'm going to have to sell a few things and buy one myself just to be able yeah. to have one as a backup
and then
plan. Need it.
We're at 30 million now for the Saradomin Godsword too.
Yeah, even that and would that, be tempting. If I,
that thing is invaluable if you're training combat.
Yeah. So
and you know even the Armadil one. If you're in at any way interested in slaying bosses, buy an Armadil Godsword right now. Only 50 mil.
Yep.
Like, or 52.8. That
actually, yeah. I'm not sure about the Armadil one, because personally I never found... I mean, the Armadil one isn't that amazing.
But it makes you hit harder, and that's good for... Like, if you already have 99 strength and all
yeah.
that.
But I think the thing is, the only reason that is so high at the moment is because it is the best of the best, and okay. you cannot get anything better than that at the moment. The moment something better comes along, then it's going to be slightly more average. It's not actually that much more impressive than a Bandos Godsword.
Yeah, it's only double, so, is it? The hit?
Well,
I think so.
I don't even think it's that much more. But, of course, the only reason why it costs a lot more than the Bandos Godsword is because it is the best, and there is nothing better than it. So, you know, it will just be... When something better is released, which will be the Zaros Godsword... whatever it is, the Armadil one won't seem so impressive next to it, and I think it
okay,
will go down.
Okay, 25% more damage with a 50% special bar drain.
Yeah. Whatever
okay.
it is. I don't...
yeah, but, so if you do Slayer, buy a Saradomin one, if if you're just looking at the other ones, I think should remain
either constant or they will increase in price. So I'm seriously considering a Bandos or a Saradomin one.
Can I have some money to buy a Saradomin one? Like 20 mil?
20 mil. Oh my god, my Firefox is crashing. Oh no, that's just my whole
switch
screen.
Switch to Chrome.
Sorry. no, you can't. That was a good diversion. No, you can't have any monies. although, I just realized, of course, with free trade, I would be able to give you some. We'll see. But then you've got your sand hat. Just sell your sand hat.
No, it's not allowed.
Too.
That's okay. I bought that in 2004 when it was only 400K, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm waiting for the party hats to crash.
I'm not sure about those, though.
Yeah, when free trade comes, if anybody wants to give me a white party hat, I'll thank you immensely. You can come on the show. I'll be your personal servant for a week. You can do whatever you want.
I think the only reason that they haven't crashed is kind of because people are waiting until free trade, deliberately waiting, so that they'll be able to sell them at the, you know, the highest prices they can.
Yeah, that's true, you know, because
I don't think the other rares are really that rare at all.
Most of the party hat trades happen the old-fashioned way, using junk. Which Paul and I had a nice discussion with some people on RuneWire about junk trading as well. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. Junk, you know, you could find somebody who's going to buy junk. I've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's just a little sidetrack. But anyways, thank you, Peter, for that question. Good question about that. If anybody ever has questions relating to the economy and whether or not it's an item, it's a good time to buy an item, you can always ask us. We tend to have fun with those kind of questions. At least I do.
Yeah, well, we do like the complex ones.
Yeah, you know, if we're at our question cap for the day and we get a question about something that requires a bit of critical thinking compared to something like, what's your favorite food? We're going to choose the question that requires critical thinking.
Yeah. No, I would choose the favorite food. Because I'm shallow like that.
Anyways, next audio question is from Gnome Thorian, who is a gnome.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, happy 2011. But
thank you.
Gnome Thorian here. And I have two questions this week. First, do either of you have a specific goal in RuneScape, such as getting a 99 in a skill, or getting a certain amount of XP in the skill that you're currently trying to achieve? Secondly, what's your favorite combat type, and what do you wear when you're training combat? Thanks, Gnome Thorin.
Do you have any RuneScape goals?
RuneScape goals? Not really. I mean, I for a while, I was hoping I would be able to get 99 range, and I've still got all the chins for that. I just can't be bothered doing it.
Keep them. There might be a rainy day when you might need to do some ranging.
Rainy day. There have been lots of rainy days, and I haven't really been interested in ranging.
Raining chinchampas?
Ha. Funny shit.
That'd be dangerous.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was also hoping to get 99 construction for a while, but never really got around to that either. Although I did do a bit in the double XP weekend.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. So yeah, that'll be worth doing if I get some more, if there is another double XP weekend. Because meanwhile, I can't be bothered getting the sacred clay hammers. So yeah, that's pretty much me. I don't really have anything else planned for the meantime. I've actually just been doing whatever first comes to mind for the last few days. Or completing that statue, which you need the rocks for, the strange rocks.
Oh, really?
So I've just been doing whatever, you know, whatever comes next on the list.
I've never completed it once.
Ha 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 ha. Well, now I've got the plinth that I can put in my house.
Oh, good.
My clearing house.
That's
nice. So I've actually, today, I've been rearranging my player-owned house. So that's actually been something I've been meaning to do for a long, long time.
Did you use the house designer on rsbnb.com?
I actually didn't. Because I've just kind of been doing it spontaneously and working as I go, which wasn't a good idea because I should have started from scratch. But, you know, I used the house designer a long time ago. And I used it several times just to kind of get an idea of what I wanted my house to look like. And I never actually put that into action. And now that I am putting it into action, I'm not using it. That's funny how that happens. But
yeah, we got this good house designer he should have used. You can find it on rsbnb.com and go to the left-hand side of the page and click house designer.
That's right. It's what I should have done. Take my advice. Do as I say, not as I do.
That's a good quote. So, what about favorite combat type?
I don't agree with it. Pardon?
What's your favorite combat type?
Favorite combat type. Probably just melee. I'll be really boring.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you there. And do you wear anything special for it?
Oh, I have a dragon plate and legs, so usually I just wear those. Whatever helm is appropriate.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, I never saw the point in real expensive combat gear, you know? Like, even in my last round of Slayer, I just used Torags and Whip and Dragonfire Shield because it's just nice and convenient. You don't have to change your shield when you're going to go fight Steel Dragons, so...
Yeah. I have a Dragonfire Shield as well.
Which also crashed.
Which, yes, I'm not very happy about that. I should have sold it when you did. I should have
taken... Yeah, I sold mine when it was 35 mil. I
should have taken that advice. You did well. I'm quite depressed about that.
Yes. Oh, you said depressed, not impressed, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm impressed with you, that's right, but I am depressed. I'm depressed that I was impressed.
Alrighty, so thank you, Noam Thorian, for that one. Next one now is from Brian.
Dear Shane and Brad, when you were still attending school and you had those ridiculously boring / awesome school dances, which of the following people typically described you? Were you one of the awesome ladies man who asked out every girl on the dance floor to dance? Were you a brave soul who showed off his talent by... break dancing on the center of the gym floor? Or were you one of those people who just had to be there, but ended up sitting at one of the walls anyway, all bored and all? Did you even go to the dances? Did you have any memorable moments at least? Thanks for answering my question, I guess. Hooray if it got in. Brian.
I did not go.
Really? I thought you always went to, like, dance classes and things.
Yeah, there was in regular phys ed, but I never went to any of the organized ones.
Wow. How sad.
Because most of the people there were idiots.
Fair enough. But I still did them. But, I mean, well, we never really had any organized dances at my schools, apart from, I mean, at the end of intermediate school, each year of intermediate school. Which was when I was 11 and 12, I think. Yes. We had socials, inverted commas, which...
Socials.
Socials,
welcome to
yes.
the social? Like, Zune, welcome to the social?
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, they were like the junior balls. And at those, I don't know. It was mostly all organized for us. We had set dances that we were supposed to do and things like that. But then there were a couple of, you know, occasions on which we could just ask anyone to dance that we wanted to. I was a ladies' man. I'll just put that right out there. You believe it, don't you, Shane?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, yes.
Thanks. I don't
yes.
know what to think about that.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't know. I, I, I've never really been that interested in dancing at all, but then I have no inhibitions when it comes to asking girls to dance.
That's good.
Because, yeah. I mean, I've hung out with girls most of my life, so.
Yeah, that's true. And your senior one that you had this July?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the only other thing that we've had since then, the actual senior ball, which is the big event in high school, so. That was actually quite different because, I went with a girl specifically, so I didn't really dance with anyone. Oh, well, I did. Yeah, I did. Although that wasn't really... There were a few set dances, and then otherwise it was just kind of party dancing rather than actual dancing.
Oh, okay, I see.
Well, there was a
waltz. Yeah, didn't they make you take a class for that or something beforehand, the week before? That you conveniently missed?
Oh, just a very brief thing. I didn't miss it.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I was a good boy.
Okay. Yeah, so... But,
yeah, I suck at dancing.
I think Brian was expecting the reverse, me to say what you said and you to say what I said.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that too. Yeah.
But thank you, Brian. Next one would be from Indy Drew.
I'm not actually a ladies' man, by the way. I just am fine around girls.
Okay. We can talk about that later.
We don't need to talk about that later. Thank you.
BNB, this is Indy Drew. I was wondering if you could check your RuneScape time, like how much time you've been on RuneScape, if you're free to play, and if you've read the RuneScape book, Betrayal at Falador, and if you haven't, it's a really good book, so you should get it. Indy Drew, out.
Okay. Playtime?
Interesting. 202 days and 7 hours.
223 days and 20 hours.
Ha, no
and
life.
And when the Adventures Log came out,
no life.
We were within 12 hours of each other.
That's right, it was kind of scary.
I know, it was...
So
I think
widened
it was more
the gap a little bit since then.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, it does show that you have no life since.
Well, it feels like I haven't felt productive on RuneScape in over a year. So I don't know where 23 days
really
came from.
Very much in over a year.
It was like at 180 when it started.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, 223 days and 20 hours.
But either way, that's a lot of time difference. I mean, since last we checked, it's
23
over
days.
20 days. So that is a lot of hours. I mean, when you add that up, and considering that you would have had a lot of things to do in the rest of your spare time, I'm surprised.
I don't know
that
where
you
it all came from, though.
Done. Yeah,
I wonder if it counts idling in the lobby.
Yeah. Oh, who knows.
I don't know. Because through most of the year, I would, like most of the school year, I'd be in the lobby and just have the game running there and, you know, and farming run whenever.
Maybe we should test that.
How do you test it, though?
Test
Let
it.
Let it sit for an hour or two and see what it does?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But there's no guarantee how often the little time counter will update.
We'll do it for 2 hours then.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with
just
that.
It's just because sometimes the stats would update right away, while other times they would be delayed by up to 10 minutes, which was kind of disappointing, but...
Oh, God.
Anyways.
We'll leave it for like a day then.
Yeah, might as well. Betrayal at Falador?
Betrayal at Falador, I have not read it, have not ever seen it either. Don't intend to buy it or acquire it in any form.
Really?
That's my answer. Really. I don't read.
You wouldn't read
so.
It? You used
just
to.
Use that as an excuse because it's easier than explaining why I don't want to read.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
Sad, but...
I have other things I'd rather be reading than Betrayal at Falador.
Well,
but...
yeah. If I was going to read stuff. Yep.
Yeah, I'd rather read other things, you know? So,
Like this book my dad put on my desk this afternoon, The Penguin History of New Zealand. Because he was impressed
with the fact that
she was in the history course.
Oh, year. God, that's my fault. I'm sorry about that.
Exactly. I was like, damn it, Shane, you're paying for this.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I'm not actually going to read it.
Okay. Alrighty then. So, yeah, I got another book I have to read before Betrayal at Falador, even if that was the case. So I'm not going to say what book it is because I don't want to create any
it's Star
misconceptions
Trek,
about what I am. No, it's not Star Trek.
Oh. I'm impressed. But misconceptions about what you are? Is this a book that you... Oh, MSN message. Oh, okay. That was less interesting than I expected.
Yeah, at least it's not Twilight or anything, right?
I thought it may have been a book that your sister gave you.
No.
Forcing you to read.
Oh. No.
That's very boring, then.
No.
You can say that.
It wasn't. But anyways, thank you, Indy Drew, for that question. I get the best laugh every week when your questions come in through the Google Voice system because Google does a transcription of it, and you're for some reason the phone you're using, the transcription just has a very, very hard time with whatever you're saying. So I get a good laugh about what Google Voice thinks you're saying.
But we can still understand it, so that's what
counts. Yes, we can understand the voice, but we can't understand the text. Like, oh, yeah. Every week it gets your name difference. Like, one week it was Indeed True, which is the closest I think it got. I forget what it was this week, but it's good fun reading the transcriptions of your questions. So I'm just pulling up what this week's was because, I don't know, I felt like it would be something that we should share, maybe. Pardon with me for 1 second. Google Voice is a good service. Once again, we thank Paul for doing that. And Chief, while this is loading, why don't you tell them where they can reach us?
Oh, I memorized this. But can I still do it? Let me try. 571-57. Is that right?
Yep.
571-57-22-632.
Yes, there you go.
Yes. 571-57-22-632. Or 571-57-B&B. Oh, yes.
Yours came through this week as, hey, RXPMB, this is indeed true. I was wondering if you could check your rooms... get time, like how much you've been on Rensky, if you're free to play it, and if you've read the Rince get books Betro I Felt, or and if you have, and it's a really good book, so if you get it, thank you. Drew out.
That's actually not bad for a transcription,
but Rensky,
I don't know what that was, but the rest of it was good. As you were reading it out, I could interpret it. But only because I knew what he was talking about.
Yes. Anyway.
Thank you, Indy Drew.
Moving on. Last audio question this week from a fellow named Eric. I'm sorry I couldn't get the second part of your name because it was too quick and the phone quality just muddles it.
Hey, Eric Tears TV here. I had a question. I have two questions. My first one is, I have 81 cooking right now, and I just want to know what I should cook, and I'm free to play. So, yeah. And the second one is, why do you guys bag on USA so much? Okay, well, bye.
Swordfish. 81 cooking, free to play? Yeah, I suppose swordfish. But what about,
there's really not that many options in free to play. For fast XP, like, you don't have the potatoes, you don't have rocktail, you don't have sharks, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what can we really say? Because it depends on if you want fast XP or if you just want to do it. I mean, cooking is going to be fast XP regardless of what you cook. I mean, I would probably just do something like tuna because yeah, it's so work. Cheap.
The best thing free-to-play can cook is anchovy pizza at level 40, I mean, 55. Swordfish at 45 for 140 XP.
Although I think swordfish are quite good, even for money,
yeah, they are.
Because they sell very high.
Yeah, I guess that's the best free-to-play food that people would use, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, actually, yeah, do swordfish. I don't think you can actually go wrong if you do swordfish.
Yeah, that would probably be the best thing. Or, I don't know, if you're doing fishing at the same time, you might as well fish lobsters and do that. It'd be a bit slower, but you get good cooking XP as well. So, but if you want the fast fishing XP...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you know about the guy on Karamja who notes your fish?
Really? I thought they got rid of him.
Oh, I don't know if they got rid of him, but I only heard
about
that.
I remember him in RuneScape Classic, but I don't know about him in RuneScape 2.
In RuneScape Classic?
Yeah, RuneScape Classic. That's where I got my cooking XP there.
Oh, well, anyway, there's this guy in Karamja who now notes your fish. I can't remember what his name is. But, well, I think he's been there for ages, but...
He has been. I just don't know where he is, but...
Oh, he's on the other side of the island, but he's still there.
The
and
other
it's
side?
A lot, well, I mean, he's not that far away. You'll see it
okay.
on the world map or something if you look at it, and you'll be impressed. But it's pretty much, yeah, it's a very good method of fishing there now. It's so
but is
handy.
It free-to-play?
It is free-to-play, yeah.
Okay.
Which is, yeah, it's amazing. So it's so much easier.
All right, well, there's an option for you right there.
So that is an option for you, yes, but it doesn't change much.
I like Karamja. It seems as though it's an area that's still untouched on RuneScape, you know, and you can actually go there and still kind of feel like you have the adventurer's sense, you know?
Yeah. As a free-to-play person, he probably already knows about that already.
Yeah.
We members don't hear about things like that.
Okay, so why do we bag on the U.S. so much? I don't think we do as much as we used to. I think that was something Brad used to do quite a bit.
Because that would have been mostly Brad's fault, I imagine.
Yeah, but I don't... I can't really think of anything unless you wanted to cite a specific case there. Oh yeah, I guess Thanksgiving, but you know, once again, we explained ourselves there that, you know, it's an English company, they shouldn't feel obligated to celebrate an American holiday and force it on the rest of the world, actually, you know? Like, they do, but you know, I wouldn't if I was Jagex, so... I don't know. I'm just
spreading
trying to think
of cheer.
Spreading
a bit of
thankfulness. Trying to think of what kind of cases we were thinking of. I don't know, though.
George Bush, so. Obama.
What's wrong
Sarah
with George
Palin?
Bush?
I don't know.
That's a topic for another show.
I'm just throwing things out here. Thinking
Did you get that? That's a topic for another show.
That's true. We should write that down.
Before the 2012 election.
Write that down.
Yeah, somebody out there write that down, please.
No. We can't rely on the members. We must do it ourselves. We've learned our lesson. Listeners, you don't do anything.
I don't know. I don't intend to, but it might come off that way. I'm just trying to think of a specific case. I can't think of anything coming to my head, so I don't know. Feel free to send another question in citing a specific case, and I'll happily talk about it. Thank you, Eric.
Okay. I'm still just thinking of, certain members of the forums. No.
Alrighty, moving on. Oh, read the next one, please.
Question from Sexyzilla. Hey, Brad and Shane. These past couple of weeks, I've been having some troubles with the RuneScape desktop app and the ever-so-heart-pounding referendum for our old Wildy and free trade. The RuneScape app has been closing it by itself without me clicking the X, the computer closing down for an automatic reboot, etc. Like I said, this has just been happening, has just begun happening recently. Typically happens when I'm running around or nearing crowds, but that may just be a coincidence. As for the referendum, I'm having difficulties going to the actual voting page. I click on the button, login to vote, login, then the same page as before appears with no new information. So I click the same button again, and I'm returned to the login screen once again. Any ideas as to what could be wrong or how I could fix it? Good luck, and Happy New Year's to you both from Sexyzilla.
First on the referendum one, I think that'll be a simple one. Check if you have cookies turned off. That would be the only thing coming up there that I can think of. Or you got a browser from 1993. So, I don't know, just check your cookies for the first off, and worst case, clear all your cookies for the RuneScape.
Oh, yeah, clear them. Just, I mean, you should be fine if you clear them. You can't really go wrong. But
yeah. Anyways, this next one.
To do that.
I've had this happen to me. You've had this happen to you.
Oh, I have actually, I suppose.
Yeah. So,
which,
and
is this in Windows,
you're
though,
running Sun, right?
Yes.
And I'm running OpenJDK, and this person is too, with the RuneScape app. So with that, we must assume that it's something to do with RuneScape in general, not the Java environment in which it's running.
I guess so. But, I mean, this crashes not only RuneScape and not only Java, but my entire Firefox.
Yeah, it just disappears, right?
Yeah, it does.
I've haven't had it
well,
happen on OS X,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes with an error report, and sometimes just without it.
It
just dies.
Yeah, mine completely disappeared once on OS X as well. So it's a problem for pretty much every platform out there. I'm not sure that Jagex would know much about it, seeing as it just terminates the game, and if you terminate the game, it just looks like you closed your browser window. So I'm not sure that they'd be able to even track this down like automatically without sending in bug reports. So, there is a link. The bug report is separate from the technical problem. There's somewhere where you can send in a technical problem report about the actual game itself. I will find the link for that and put that in the notes for this question, because it's definitely a problem with the game, seeing as it's happened on four different systems. My Windows, my Mac, your Linux, and this person's Windows. So,
for that reason, I think I would recommend running RuneScape in something separate to your actual web browser for the meantime.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't do that.
And
I'm
you know,
an idiot. I need to do that. I just thought of that now.
I thought this was an OS X problem only, and I as a result of that, I banished OS X for doing anything like combat related on RS. You know, so that's slightly worrying. Come to think of it,
actually, I think I've only ever I mainly have the problem when I'm not using RuneScape, which is the strange thing about it. It's just running in the background.
So. I had it happen to me when I was running to one of my farming patches for the
at
Lumbridge.
I had that happen from time to time, but not very often.
Okay.
Still, it is worrying, I agree.
In short, we're not sure. We could try and gather some technical data on this. If there's anybody out there, again, who has had a problem, either send one of us a PM or send in a question next week about something and mention it as an aside. And you can PM us at rsbnb.com/forums.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sexyzilla. Sexyzilla. Next one is from Ryan. Hey guys, how did you celebrate New Year's Eve? Did you make any resolutions, and are you confident you will keep them? Thanks, and Happy New Year from Ryan. Well, I know how you celebrated New Year's Eve.
I didn't do anything, Noah. What did you do?
Yeah. Well, Mike came here.
That's nice.
We had a longest game of Monopoly ever.
That's good.
And neither of us won. My sister won.
Oh. Good on her.
And then After that, we watched a feed from Toronto of Toronto's New Year's celebrations. There is nothing local on TV.
Ouch.
And it, what's worse is it was from 2 hours before.
Oh, that really does suck. I was watching a, well, the only thing on TV here at the time, which was the New Year's celebration in Auckland, at the Sky Tower. So, yeah, I saw
Yeah, they
that.
Blew it up, didn't they?
Which was what was happening in Leo's town. Leo lives in Auckland. That's about it, really.
Oh, right, our Leo 99887.
Mm-hmm.
Resolutions?
Yep. Resolutions. I didn't make any, nor do I really have any. Apart from, as I posted in the thread that I made a thread for a change. Woo! I said that I should probably be keeping in touch with as many people as I can, because, of course, I'll be going to university this year, which will mean I'll be moving away from everyone. Or they'll be moving away from me as well, because no one else is coming to the place that I'm going to. So
yeah, that's the way the ball bounces, though, you know.
But I don't really
most
care.
People don't keep in touch with high school friends, like maybe one or two, you know, but
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few people that I know really well, and I will keep in touch with those, but the rest of them I'm not that worried about. And that's kind of how I've always been, though. I have a small group of friends that I'm
the mere mortals, right?
Yeah. You all are. Especially you, Shane. No. But I think I'll be able to keep that.
Yeah, that's good. There's a long story behind the mere mortals thing.
Well, not really.
Anyways. I don't have any New Year's resolutions either. I don't see the point in them. What's the point in making a New Year's resolution when you can make a change anytime, you know? Why wait for January 1st? But my New Year's resolution is the same as it was last year, 1080p, 1920 by 1080.
I saw that Paul posted it on Twitter. He tweeted it. I was going to do the same, actually, or retweet it. But mine is still only 1680 by 1050.
Well, not really. Although times it by two, right?
3360 by 1050.
I miss my 16 by 10 display.
I love mine.
Yeah, I wish I would have got the 22s. You know,
I'd like mine 22s. To be brighter, but apart from that,
okay. Yeah, my screens are too bright. I have to turn the brightness down to about 70% on them. Otherwise, I get a headache.
But at least you have the ability to do that. So.
Yeah,
I would
good.
Also like for them to be both the same color, because, of course, one is Samsung
yes.
and one is Dell, so they're not perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the same thing, too, with the MacBook Pro and the LG. The MacBook Pro has the clearly superior screen, but I'm not going to spend
Oh, really? The MacBook Pro has a better one than the LG.
Oh, yeah, it's IPS. And
really bad clear.
And it has IPS and... yeah, very good color representation on it. It does good the gradients stuff. Perfectly, you know. That's the IPS display, so it really is a nice display.
That's good.
So, I don't know. I'm sorry, we just had to talk about computer resolutions there.
How did we get into that? That was so sad from a question about news resolutions. Anyway, thank you, Ryan.
Next one, last regular question this week is from Canucks One. Who's Canadian, I assume. Hey, my question is a little less pointed at RuneScape, but should be interesting. I remember going on holidays a while back and trying conch. What's the weirdest food you guys have ever eaten?
I don't even know what conch is. What is conch?
Conch. Album. Conch. Incesticides. Conch.
Trying an incestus. Oh, God.
What?
Insecticide. Trying
insecticides.
An insecticide, conch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why?
It's an insecticide. Weirdest food you've ever eaten?
Oh, it's a marine snail. That's what a conch is.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds a bit
C-O-N-C-H. So, Oh, the weirdest food? Pig's feet.
Ew, have you actually?
Yes, I have. Ew. They sell them here at the store. It didn't taste... It tasted like pork. There was nothing really about it. They were bony and, you know, it tasted like pork, but I think I prefer my pork from a different part of the pig. I don't know. I like pork chops here. I don't know, but... Yeah, that would have to be my weirdest food. What about you?
I can't really think of anything off the top of my head that is that out of the ordinary. No, nothing really. I had some strange Indian food last time I went for lunch at one of my friend's places, which I didn't really enjoy. Yes, long story about that. No, I can't think of anything else. Sorry, boring.
Okay. Thank you. And if you want to send us a question for next week, you could send audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. Or as Chief said earlier, you can phone them in to 571-572-2632. 571-57-BNB.
Yay.
Alrighty. So we're going to move on to tech news right now. This week's CES is happening. CES is currently going on. Next week, if there's any major announcements that haven't been that we haven't talked about or haven't been official yet, I know there have been a few rumors floating around, but I prefer not to talk about rumors and tech news since it is supposed to be news, you know. So
that's right. Reporters.
First thing this week, Sandy Bridge announced, released by next week. It will be available to people to buy. So, as I wrote in November, I think it was, Sandy Bridge is Intel's next microarchitecture, and the early benchmarks are amazing in terms of performance. Figures show that if you're currently on a Core 2 kind of chip, Core 2 Duo or Core 2 Quad, you'll see probably around 50% improvement if you went straight to Sandy Bridge from there. Of course, less
wow,
than coming
really?
From another Nalem-based one. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, that comes from the different architecture, integrated memory controller, system controller, and everything, and of course the die shrink as well, so less power can get more out of it. Another thing that's good about these is that they are incredibly overclockable, so... A non-tech managed to get one of their Sandy Bridge processors up to 4.4 gigahertz on the stock cooler. So if you're an enthusiast, you should definitely look at getting one of these. And also, good news in the mobile front, the new graphics that come on Sandy Bridge CPUs are actually decent. They're able to compete
yes.
with a NVIDIA GeForce 320M, which is the current video card that
important.
The MacBook Pro uses, the 13-inch MacBook Pro. So, definitely good news on the mobile front for that and on the desktop front. So, I think Sandy Bridge is a real winner.
Yeah, and it is really great, actually, that you're able to get graphics performance out of the same chip, because it's all made by the same people, and so there are no complications.
And that's kind of the area they're going. Because first thing was the memory controller. Sandy Bridge brought the system controller onto the CPU as well. So the more stuff you move off the motherboard chipset, the faster your chip becomes, because you're not dealing with the latency of converting to like an electrical format over the motherboard. You're actually just in the same die, you know? So it really is a good thing that the enhancements made with Sandy Bridge. So...
So you for know, I mean for laptops and MacBook Pros especially, this will be ideal, won't it?
Yeah, laptops
and
definitely.
I mean, they won't have to switch between chips anymore.
Well,
or
you know, they might. Laptop people will
lower.
Probably still put their own integrated GPUs in, like the ones who really don't care about battery life and performance, like Dell.
Yeah.
You know. So, but yeah, overall, good news on all fronts with this. So.
And it can only improve there, of course.
I've been asked by three people now to do a gaming computer build in various places, so that's what I'm going to be doing for this month's Informer article, is a little put together of a gaming computer using Sandy Bridge and the newest best video card that you can get. Like, this isn't going to be a high-end computer that's going to be the ultimate gaming machine, but it'll be a decent gaming computer that most people should be able to afford.
Yeah.
So, anyways, now on to some CES news, particularly a real story from Microsoft. Windows 8 is going to support ARM.
Which means?
Basically means that, Windows is currently programmed in x86, the x86 language with the x86 instructions. So ARM is a completely different instruction set. So in saying that Windows 8 is going to be support ARM and optimized for ARM is saying that Microsoft will be targeting Windows 8 for smaller embedded style devices such as tablets, small computers, that kind of thing. You know, I don't know. Also,
that's
at CES,
NVIDIA
announced an ARM-based CPU, so, you know, everything is kind of pointing towards ARM in this kind of area.
Is that really a good idea for Microsoft, going down that road with Windows 8?
You know,
shouldn't they be developing something different? I mean,
different. It's going to... They haven't ported outside of x86 actual Windows, like Windows as it's named, Windows for a long time. So,
but I mean, kind of like with Apple is doing, they're creating a different thing. They're making the iOS rather than just porting original OS.
I see what you mean. Yes, I agree with you there.
Making it suited to the device.
Microsoft really should be doing that, I think, because if you look at Windows 7 as it is right now, Windows 7 doesn't make much sense to me on a tablet. I'm hoping Windows 8 will. Maybe if it had some kind of different view, like the Ubuntu Unity kind of thing, that might be kind of interesting, I guess. But still, it doesn't make much sense on a tablet, Windows, as it is right now. So
I'm still not even sold on Unity. I think that's going to be a failure, but who knows?
When is that due? 11.04 or 11.11?
Oh, something like that, yeah. 04, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, 04. Natty.
But, you know, this is also kind of scary, because if Microsoft is doing these changes and it's going to be kind of the same version, that'll be detected where it'll be. Like, if there's going to be an x86 and an ARM version of Windows, you know, that's kind of scary coming from Microsoft, given that they're always known for compatibility and whatnot. So, like, is a Windows application written on the desktop going to work on an ARM-based Windows? I don't know. And is that going to be hard? So,
that'll be
there's still big question marks about it, but, you know, it makes sense to do that because the ARM chip is much more optimized for smaller power and those kind of devices, whereas x86 is designed to do heavy lifting, number crunching, you know, gaming, those kind of things. So, anyways. And then, going to the other side now, the Mac App Store has been released, alongside Mac OS X, 10.6.6.
Yay!
So, yeah, it is yay, actually.
Well,
because basically this brings the same mechanics that we all know and love in iTunes over to Mac OS X.
Oh, hell yes, we do.
Really?
No.
I don't know. I've never had any problems with iTunes and the App Store.
Well, it'd be good on Macs. But can you really stand it on Windows?
I don't know. I've never used it as a media player on Windows.
I was going to say, do you even have it installed on Windows? Yeah,
I do.
It's pretty hard to handle.
Yeah, but I mean, just think of all the people out there who have iPods and stuff, and they're already doing the iTunes thing. I mean, surely we'd have heard more if there was much of a problem with it, right?
But they're normal people. They don't understand, Shane. Mere mortals.
Well, you know it. I don't know. I think OS-10 is fine for both normal people and people like us.
OS-10, probably. In terms of this. Yes. But yeah. Just not iTunes.
Yeah, not, of course, not Windows and... Not Windows and iTunes, yeah, of course not. Yeah. I'd say Windows is fine for normal people, but... Well, yeah, I know people who do their software development on Windows.
We're getting a little bit off the base here.
Yes.
Another show.
You know... Yeah, that's right. It is topic for another show, but... Overall, I've been impressed. I've heard a few people have problems with it, but I haven't had any problems yet, so I don't know.
Few people had their apps hacked.
I did buy.
It's fine.
Yeah, that is a problem for Apple. The applications have already been hacked, apparently. So that if the application doesn't do testing, like for a receipt number or whatever, you can take the receipt from a free application, example Twitter for Mac, and use it to run Angry Birds, even if you didn't buy Angry Birds.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. I actually bought Angry Birds for $4.99 because it was on sale.
Good boy. It does look like it's the... Get it out. It does look like it is the fault of the actual app developers, though, rather than Apple, because it
Yeah, it would
says
be the fault
on,
of the app developers.
Yeah. I read that article. I actually read it. It's a good boy.
Yeah, that was Angry Birds for OS X.
Good to hear. That's all from me, though. Unless you have anything more on that?
Not until the pick section.
No?
Nope. So, I think we will...
Okay. Move on.
Wrap that up, then. And if you have OS X, download 10.6.6 and install.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, one more thing. Yeah, this whole... App Store thing is made me kind of excited again for Lion because it kind of brings the whole feel of a unified ecosystem that you have with iOS to macOS. So, I like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unified systems are good.
Anyways, that's it for tech news.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Do you have anything you want to say?
I don't think I do.
Okay, do you want to talk about January Skill of the Month?
I could do that, if you wanted me to. I haven't actually taken a look at it since it started, so...
Well, I'll talk about the January one. You can talk about December, since it would be a conflict of interest for me to talk about December.
Well, it wouldn't really.
January
2011. I didn't update, but yep.
4.9 million XP gains so far. Currently, RS Gamer is in first place with 1 million XP gained. Second place is the Lion 777 with 977k XP gained. And third is Kralox with 556k XP. And it's worth noting that the skill of the month is Slayer.
It is just a little bit worth noting. 1 million experience. Wow.
That is pretty good to get that amount of Slayer XP in a week, you know?
Yep. The Lion is catching up, though. You can see that gain.
Yeah. So, this one should be interesting to watch. I'm hoping people don't quit in this one. Please don't quit.
Well, for something like
Slayer, you should
Slayer,
know something about quitting,
right?
You
don't expect that people really will, because it's more of a constant skill. You can just work away at it.
But you should know something about quitting, right?
Oh, shush. We don't actually need to talk about the January skill of the month. I mean, the December one. I think most people will know what happened with that by now.
Well, let's tell them anyways.
I suppose we can. Well, oh yeah, I suppose I should at least announce that you did win, Shane won, the December skill of the month for 2010. Which was farming, if you haven't been following... Shane came first with 7.485 million XP gained, which means he averaged 241k per day, although he slowed down near the end, so it would have been a bit higher than that, really. The second place was Earth, with 4.2 million experience gained, and he got 99 farming today, actually, when I was there. We were both there.
Yeah, we went to that. So
congratulations. That was averaging 136k XP. Anyway, right behind him was Brian, Asobsi 1, with 4.19 mil XP gained. And behind him, Reventon 42, with 3.1. And then behind him was me, with 2.75, because I'd given up quite
a while.
And
you quit.
Yeah. I could have passed him. I could have passed all of them, really. I still had the seeds. But I haven't sold the seeds yet, so I've got no money still. But
see, the idea of the December Skill of the Month was for me and you to get a tie.
I would have done it. I would have done it, but so much else came up.
Like what?
Other things during the month. I got busy.
5 minutes a day.
It's more than 5 minutes. You have to do all of those runs. It's way more than
I did. I went farming on Christmas Day.
I didn't.
I wasn't planning to, but I did.
I'm proud to say that. I don't think I touched RuneScape.
Well, yeah, what am I supposed to do in the time the turkey's cooking?
I don't think I touched RuneScape for most of that month, apart from the first week. But
anyway, so yeah, that was that. And of course, we also had Skill of the Year.
On the last day, if that makes you feel better.
Well, that's good. That made me feel better.
Only because I assisted someone.
So, anyways, Skill of the Year was also wrapped up in December with JRD Games winning with, I think, what was it, 78.5 million XP gained over 2010 in all the Skill of the Months he signed up for.
Wow.
So,
congratulations, JRD.
Yes. That is an amazing amount, but they were from cooking both times and farming, so congratulations to that.
But
and
even
following
though
from that, we also... Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't matter what skill it is, it's just a matter of training it, you know? So, anyways.
Well, following from that... True disadvantage.
Yeah, that's right. Use whatever tools you have in the mm-hmm. in the tool chest, I guess. So, anyways, Informer Roundup for December. You can find all the December RuneScape articles Informer RuneScape articles at informer.rsbnb.com. So go there, take a look, including guest article on Call of Duty Black Ops, Brawling Tech gifts from me. And Mike's were over $100, and mine were under $100, so we split that up. So yeah, it was a good month. So go head on over to informer.rsbnb.com and take a read. All right,
sounds good. Do you have a pick for us?
Oh, yes, I do, because you had the last pick. Had the last pick when it was just us on. Remember your Russian music?
Oh, yes. That was so cool.
So, what my pick is it shouldn't be surprising, it is Twitter for Mac, courtesy of the Mac App Store. So, it is Mac only, but the reason I am mentioning it is because there are versions for iOS, so if you have an iPod or an iPhone or an iPad, you can get that and have basically the same client I have right here. So, that is Twitter for Mac, iPhone, iPad, iPod. It goes without saying that this version is a significant improvement over what was Tweety beforehand, so I am quite happy with it. Has multiple account support, native retweet support, infinite scrolling as the web one has. So, if you have a Mac and you need a Twitter client, Twitter for Mac should be your client, which can be found in the Mac App Store. But also make sure you go and pick it up for our iPhone, iPod, whatever.
Except it has an inconsistent interface.
Yes, that's right. Speaking of the Mac App Store, it does have an inconsistent interface. I'm not sure how this was allowed. Because I thought the idea was everything was supposed to be consistent, you know, but I guess not. like the buttons for close, minimize, and expand are the wrong colors. They're black, which I've never seen before.
Oh, really? The buttons themselves?
Yeah, they're black.
So they
I showed you the screenshot earlier.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't change on mouse over.
Oh, wow. At all?
No. Well, they light up slightly to show the X plus and minuses, so.
Still, yeah. they don't acknowledge your actual running theme.
Yeah.
That's not no, fair. Don't. That's silly.
Yep. And, yeah, so that's pretty much all I got to say about the pick. So, it was a good test for the Mac App Store. And as I discovered earlier in the show, if you right-click and then you right-click, you get now a tweet option. So I can take our convo in ADM and right-click and choose tweet.
But that'd just be annoying.
Really?
That's almost as bad as like an Internet Explorer accelerator.
Well, I guess. I mean, I've got currently cut, copy, paste.
I just had to compare it to that. It's probably not that bad.
And get current selection and get URL and I don't know. But it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's Twitter for Mac.
Yep.
And just taking a quick look at the achievements of the week, seeing as we're not going to go back until the 22nd of December, there haven't been any major achievements at 99s or anything.
Earth got into that first week, today.
Except, yes, so except it was getting there, except for that. So, I guess we can say congratulations to Earth and give him the sole spotlight this week of 99 farming, which rank 11,600. Oh my, can you believe that many people have 99 farming?
Wow. That's pretty sad. I wonder how many it was when I got it.
I don't know, you could go back in the history and look.
What a worry.
Well, it's good, you know, it's awareness to farming.
Oh, it is, yeah, but I mean, I suppose most of the other skills are probably going up at the same rate.
Yeah, but anyways. Okay, so it's been, last time we talked together on a show is the 22nd, which you guys would have heard last week, but the 23rd was the last time we actually got to give a timely talk of what we've been doing. So what have you been doing?
That's not fair. You can't ask me that first. I'm not really sure what I've been doing. I've actually been doing quite a bit of RuneScape the past few days, just because I haven't really had anything else to do. Or, well, I have. I've been doing some coding as well, just spare time coding. Just a
That's
little
always nice.
Project idea I had. It has been nice, actually. It's been good to be able to do some of that for leisure. And that's actually just mainly been fixing up an old login system that I made, or system, which is good. I managed to clean up that code quite significantly. I feel.
Have you tried hacking it, like sending somebody a link and then seeing if they can go in and delete news postings?
Well, I'm not quite at that stage yet, but I will get there. That's what I intend to do after it's all done, of course, and then
good.
Yeah. Make sure I iron out all the bugs.
Yeah, yeah, we're not. We won't say what website we deleted news items.
No,
it's your idea.
That would get bad. I don't think it's been fixed yet. Let me check that.
Okay,
no, it's been fixed. Okay, moving on.
Christmas. What'd you do for Christmas?
Not that much. Well, we had cousins here, and we had Christmas dinner with them. Yeah, that was about it, really. Went to my grandparents' place for Boxing Day. Oh, and we were in. We went on holiday for a night a few days ago. That was fun. We weren't originally going to go anywhere, but we had the spontaneous decision that we should. Yeah, so we did that.
Yeah,
that
those ones
fun.
Are always the best ones.
They are, really, yeah. And just for night, I mean, it was good to get away.
Yeah, that's good.
Just different.
Did you have a good bed?
It wasn't that great. It was
Oh, that's too bad.
Motelli.
Okay.
It was really posh, but just, you know. Yeah. But yeah, what have you been doing? That's pretty much me.
Christmas stuff, usual Christmas, consists of seeing the extended family on my mom's side. So that was Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is just a day here at home. And, Boxing Day. And then that week I saw Mike twice, once for our Christmas gathering, then on New Year's. So that was nice. Typically we try to do that every 3 to 4 weeks or so. So it's always nice to do that.
That's nice.
Aside from that, I've just been getting my house in order. I've been getting my workflow back to what it should be to actually be productive, and I think I'm almost there. And it's going to be time to start site coding again.
Yay!
And, you know, my to-do list for the new RuneWire isn't really that long, so I'm happy about that. It's not hard, but they're kind of boring, so I have to find a way to make it interesting, probably by doing UI enhancements or something, you know? So that'll be the first order of site business. And I've also spec'd out another project I want to start working on a personal nature. That's OS 10 only, so... there's a significant void in this area on OS 10 in terms of applications, so I want to build that eventually too. So that's what I've been doing. And
that's good.
Once the skill of the month ended, I stopped farming on a schedule, and I just farm whenever I feel like it now.
That's good. I need to do that too. Do a bit of farming, but it's too much effort.
Yeah, you know, that's the case, isn't it? So
shouldn't be, but it is.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, King Kala's on MSN. I set an alert for him too, so that whenever he signs on, it opens up a window right away with him.
Oh god, I hope you didn't do that with me.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you sad one.
It also plays a sound when you come on.
How annoying.
No, I'm just kidding on the sound part. It just opens your window.
That's worse. Oh, well.
I did that for Mike, too, actually. You can do a whole bunch of things, you know? Like, I could make it run a script so that it would send me an email. Or if someone I didn't like came on, I could make it turn my computer off.
That'd be so...
Silence.
I don't think
mine's... That's the wonders of AppleScript, you know?
I don't think mine can run scripts when certain people come online. I'm not sure. I haven't checked. But anyway, that's topic.
But anyways, yes, that's what I've been doing. So, yeah, that'll be that. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
For this inaugural episode of 2011?
Trying to look for ways to make it shut down when you come online, but can't find anything.
Okay, well, while you do that, we'll just close up the show and say it's been RSBNB Update 290 for the first episode of 2011. We will see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
I could make it automatically close the Skype call when you try and call me. That'd be funny just for one weekend. But yes, goodbye, everyone.